Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 2021. King Scott Radio and TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we have safely arrived into 2021. The first thing that King Scott Radio and TV wants to say to the public, don't forget about Ma. Don't forget about Dad. Keep up with Auntie. Make sure you look after your family. We are all they have. This year, do a far better job in staying in touch with your family. That's just a piece of advice. Take it to heart. This year, my listening audience, we're going to cover the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, all 66 books. I'd like to read something to you in reference to what our intentions are and what God is going to allow to happen in His mercy and His grace. He saved us not because of our own righteous things we have done, but because His mercy, He saved us through the washing and the rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Precious Savior, thank you for bringing me into your eternal kingdom. You transform me through the powers of your love and the Holy Spirit. I know that you want me to do good work for your kingdom and for other people. But those things happen because you've saved me, not so that I can be saved. There is nothing I can do on my own to earn salvation for the consequences of my own sin. You've done it all, and because of that, I've been reborn and renewed by your Holy Spirit. I will humble myself and be a helpful force to humanity. That's the least that I can do. What comes to our mind when we think of the words mercy? Mercy and grace. How is your salvation linked to the good works you do? We're going to spend the year exploring this. We're going to take our time. We're not in a rush. And if you have questions, you can call King Scott Radio TV at 240-706-4569. We have a vast resource of information that we want to pass out to you. We want to give it freely. It costs nothing. This is my way of saying thank you. This is my way of saying that I love and I want to be loved by humanity. King Scott Radio and TV. I'm going to give you another selection. Hold on tight. So look here, folks. We're going to be articulating the Word of God, all 66 books. And I'm going to be giving you my interpretation of what I perceive as I read scripture, different scripture to you. We're going to try to give explanation and reason. But let me be clear. I want you to always check behind what I'm saying. Do not take my word for granted. Not that you would, but sometimes we get caught up on our skills to communicate, our skills to facilitate words and give motion to verbs, nouns, and predicate phrases. All that can be wrapped up into mumble jumbo. We can take a clear sentence and complicate it through our ability and our oratorical skills. I don't want to be a pastor that can know how to holler when it's time to holler. I don't want to stoop and give you motion when I'm trying to make a point. I want to be clear on the word of God as I see it. And if I am wrong, don't hesitate. I said don't hesitate to call into the station at 240-706-4569. See, I've listened to many, many pastors over the years, and then I can see how their theatrics can move a crowd. Well, I don't want to move you. I want to point you in the right direction towards Jesus. That's what's important. That's what these Bible studies will be about. Do I have the ability to holler real loud and put some slang up in there and give you that oomph that makes you want to, oh my God? No. No. That's not what my gifts and talents are. My gifts and talents are to show you in the best way that God wants me to show you and give you the word of God through reading and interpretation. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't read myself. My perception of the spoken word can be different from yours only because of the experiences that I've encountered. You see, I'm a victim of circumstances like you. We all are victim of circumstances. We all haven't had the lily clean life that some of us enjoy, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's been struggles. There's been difficulties. There's been times when I couldn't see from morning, noon, or night. And I'm persuaded to understand that if I lean on the Word of God, if I do my best in articulating these things, my life will be better for Him. I've been given a platform, a way to communicate, and I want to use that platform to educate as best I can. You're not listening to the most talented. You're not listening to the most gifted. I may not be as sharp as you, but I'm getting there. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. So as we get into these 66 books, as we get into some life experiences that I've gone through on my own, attached to the Word of God, I can share some things with you. There's a little wisdom involved. There's some courage involved. There's some things that I don't know about involved. That being the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time to gird ourselves up. We should do more for African American businesses. We should be able to support African-American radio stations and TV stations. We should do better at these things. We get foreigners in our country, that being the United States of America, and they come over with the attitude that we know nothing, when that's just not true. Every soul is not a good soul. You have all kind of calamity going on. I often hear black on black crime. Well, what about Asian on Asian crime? What about Caucasian on and Caucasian crime? What about Hispanic and Hispanic crime? No, for some reason, ours is highlighted. It's motivated by fear. They tell people we're animals and monkeys and all kinds of things. They talked about our former president of the United States, who was African American. Now, I can't go back and clean up how they think. I can only do my best to move forward and show that we are worthy people, worthy of trust, worthy of honorable behavior, worthy of knowing what to do and how to do it. Give us a chance. Give us an opportunity. That goes for black, white, and any other race that's under the sound of my voice. You see, everybody's not bad. You can't judge a book by just one look. You have to get in between those pages and understand that people and their experiences is what makes up their character and their behavior. No, you won't see me riding down the street with a beer and a 40-ounce or some liquor turned up, as my young people would put it. You won't see me holding a joint in my hand. I'm just not that person, but some are, in all races. I'm just here to tell you that God has given every last one of us a gift. And if we can use that gift to honor Him in His glory, we will be better people. We can become a full nation of people who understand the complexities of individuality. That's what we're talking about. How can you bring a better life to the world? How can you bridge humanity from one place to another? How can you show off your gifts and talents in Jesus' name? That's what these Bible studies are going to be about. That's what we're going to try to do. If you like it, leave a comment. If you don't, leave a comment. We all can use some more polish. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King Scott Radio and TV. This is the Church of At My Father's Table, where all things are respected, and we have resources to give you the word in the name of Jesus. So that's what 2021 is going to bring to the airwaves. King Scott Radio and TV is here to stay. We're going to give you our best, for the best is yet to come.